It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. How's everybody doing? Thanks for hanging out with us. Top of the hour here, as we always do. We'll get to what's trending with our news. Top story, obviously. Weather, less wind today. That's a win. So a mix of sun and clouds, 40, although chilly right now, well, 20, with a wind chill of 15. In terms of trending news stories, the federal government, this is a crazy, I've never seen this before, is warning states to be on guard for cyber attacks against water systems. Now, I don't know what that means, but they're citing ongoing threats from hackers linked to the governments of Iran and China. I don't know. What do you think about, like, hacking water systems? I think, like, poisoning water or Flint, Michigan, or, I don't know, feces that didn't get filtered.
Right.
Those are the things I think of. I don't think of cyber attacks. Gallup just released the results of their annual global study as to how happy people are around the world. Finland came number one out of 143 countries worldwide. America's 23. Afghanistan, shocker, dead last. Anybody spring breaking there?
Mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's really interesting. Facebook, you've heard of them, are bringing back their poke button. Gen Z is now enjoying this feature that now targets 18 to 29-year-olds who were too young to use Facebook when it first launched in 2004, and the poke button was out. Again, I don't know that I've ever been poked. If I have, it's by accident.
Oh, you think so?
I don't know that anybody was like... I mean, I got to tell you, the story of my life is full of accidental things. My name is Andy Beckman.
Okay.
And I tend to be the first contact in a lot of people's...
Phones?
Phones or social media, just because I'm an A and a B. And I get a lot of...
Butt dials?
Butt dials and random text messages from my friends who have children who are learning how to text. The average American spends $61 per month on 4 streaming services. That's the new national study. However, half of those people say they'll cancel their favorite service if their price increases by $5 per month. Ohio's doing something different. I'm sure more details are to come on this story, but they're trying to make it so that they don't need certified driving instructors in the state of Ohio. Instead, they would prefer the course be taught by any adult who has a license using an app. Ohio's driver's education system hasn't been updated in 25 years. Many people think it's due for an update, and they'd like this to be that update. It's kind of crazy, huh? No more driving instructors? No more awkward parallel parking with a stranger?
Who knew? Just do it with your mom and dad.
That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. I'll be honest, I got a little bit of senioritis. I kind of feel like a lot of people. I was just out and about yesterday. I stopped at the Y. My daughter, who's 6 and a half, had gymnastics. I ended up talking to a couple people there. And now all of them have senioritis, kind of ready for spring break, which, of course, for many, will happen about maybe a week from today-ish. Of course, we got Good Friday and Easter holidays on the horizon that are toward the end of this month. But a lot of people, my family included, I don't know if everybody knows this. My wife is taking our kids, and I'm staying here to work, and they're going to Colorado to visit her brother. Her brother lives in Colorado. And my in-laws are going. It's this big family reunion. And then I think they're going to a Colorado Great Wolf Lodge, which is like a kids' indoor water park. And then they're heading back here. So I'm staying here. And so I guess my vacation is my family leaves.
So wait a second. Is she taking all 3 kids by herself? Is she boarding an airplane?
That's right.
With 3 young children under the age of 8?
Well, my in-laws are coming. So,
her parents, grandma and grandpa are going to help out.
So it's everybody on her side of the family are going to Colorado.
Okay, I got you now. You're going to be in the house all by yourself just kicking it.
I'm still coming here. I'm still working. I'm giving the people what they want.
That's right. That's right, Andy.
I mean, come on. But anyway, the point being is I feel like everybody is just itching for next week to get here. A lot of people want a summer travel. And it's kind of interesting. It's just you need a break up in the monotony. Some people feel like they still haven't covered from the holidays. You might still have holiday bills or debt.
Yeah.
And the weather quite hasn't broke yet. And I just think everybody is beat down by it.
Mm-hmm.
Myself included. I was
I'm actually like itching for yard work.
Well, we're getting a peak of, you know, warmer temperatures, and then Mother Nature just rips them away from us and sends us back down to 20 degrees. And then we get 60, 70 degrees and we all get excited. And then we all get sinus infections the next week because we're down to 40.
Like I said, I had a couple people invite me out to NCAA tournament lunch or watch parties. I got a couple of my friends who take days off.
Yeah.
They burn the vacation days. They set up the 4 or 5 TVs in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And this is their big thing. And they
watch basketball.
They get wings catered in. They put stuff on the smokers. They pour a lot of booze drinks. And they pass out by about 4 o'clock.
Hey, you know what?
I'm not doing that. But I have responsibilities. But that's their thing.
Didn't you also say that this is the biggest couple of days for vasectomies? Like, yes. Guys going in and getting their vasectomy, and and like today is a big day, or yesterday was a big day.
Yeah, because then you can recover today and tomorrow. Usually the place I went, I mean, vasectomies are a whole thing, and I could spend 2 hours talking about how awkward it is, how there's different styles in today's world.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, most of them only do them on toward the weekend, like Thursdays and Fridays.
Well,
except for, they make exceptions for 2 sporting events. The NCAA tournament is one,
okay,
and the Masters golf tournament, which is next month, is the other, in which they allow men to get their vasectomies if they plan ahead so that they can sit on the couch and either watch basketball or golf. But the place I went, we was like, we only do them on Fridays. It's all of our Fridays. And then you were supposed to recover on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Did it take you a couple of days to recover?
I don't know if I've ever really recovered.
Oh, okay. Okay.
KT Tunstall will actually be in Fort Wayne at the Client Theater May 2nd.
I think tickets are still on sale for that.
Yep. Sean Colvin's will be performing as well. But if you've never been to the Clyde, it's just a wonderful, wonderful place, and helped revitalize the 07. That's the zip code there here in our area. And, you know, that's just good stuff. So if you're looking to go, you've never been to the Clyde Theater there, it's wonderful. Speaking of KT Tunstall, I can't believe I have all this stuff today. Kelly Clarkson performed that on her show yesterday. She does Kellyoke, as you know.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Me better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
I wonder when she performs these if the artists see a boost.
Yeah.
Of like interest, inquiry, did it get exposed to a new audience that they start buying the song on like iTunes or something?
Yeah, Kelly puts her own spin on it, and I really like it.
I'm surprised she hasn't released an album of
just her Kellyokes.
Yeah, her covers. Like, why not just you know make a little money there, right? I don't know, guys. I'm just full of good ideas. I don't know. I wish I could turn off the fountain here. What an idiot. Anyway, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. Speaking of remakes, I guess, I think it looks terrible, but Roadhouse is, I think it's out today, right? Roadhouse is out today with Jake Gyllenhaal taking over for that iconic role.
It was terrible at the theaters. It bombed at the box office, didn't it?
I don't know. It's available today on Amazon Prime. I don't think it ever made it to the theater.
Oh, that's right. They were going to release it straight to streaming, made him mad.
Made the director mad.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's getting a 68% on the tomato meter. And I don't know. Jake Gyllenhaal's pretty good in stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. He obviously doesn't seem to eat cake. And I don't think he has found a shirt for much of this. If you're interested in that, ladies, there you go. Here you go. But did you ever watch the first Patrick Swayze Roadhouse movie?
Yes, I did. Long time ago.
Super cheesy 80s movie where apparently it's the worst Roadhouse bar that's always violent fights turn up all the time and biker bars.
So what's the difference with this one? It's just...
He's a former MMA fighter who's supposed to make a beach bar safe.
Oh.
And Conor McGregor, who is a famous MMA participant, makes things hard.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't know. It's just, it's guys being guys. It's sunny weather, no shirts. I don't know, guys.
But sounds you said like it's streaming now?
It's on Amazon. I can't imagine the script being incredibly thick with dialogue so much as there is action, I'm assuming.
Your last key?
Well, I'm here to work at a bar. Well, the owner's having a little trouble, I guess, and I'm here to clean it up. She told me it was a roadhouse, but she never told me the name.
It's just the roadhouse.
Oh, so no name.
Yeah. Kinda. It's the roadhouse. Welcome to Glasgow.
You guys,
the roadhouse.
Do you guys see the dialogue I'm talking about? That's a thick script. That's full of a lot of nuance. That one's not necessarily written by Aaron Sorkin, huh? All right, that's available. That's on Amazon Prime later. I'm not saying I won't watch it.
Right.
I mean, the NCAA tournament games, they all can't be good. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Thanks as always for hanging out with us. Again, today, the NCAA tournament starts in earnest. Just so you know, kind of a heads up there and a reminder that anybody who has a slight interest in sports will not be paying attention from noon on today.
Nope, probably not.
There's so many ways you can watch it in today's world. You can, I don't know, they even give you like a certain number of free minutes to on the March Madness app. So if your favorite team is playing, for whatever the reason, on some obscure cable network like True TV that you don't even know where that is, you can just dial up the game there on the March Madness app and watch some of it. I don't know that they basically give you about, or at least they have in the past, I don't know what they're doing this year, about as much time to watch about one game for free, no matter who you are. So if you're looking to sneak it, they have that, and a lot of people have, if you have a cable service or a dish or something like that, you can always watch it online. But I remember back in the day. I mean, did you have this in high school where, like, teachers were sneaking in televisions and
they'd roll it in on a cart, plug it in, and then we could watch some basketball?
Yeah,
the tournament time?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
God. These 2 days when I was in middle school and high school were ideal. I mean, you'd have a study hall teacher or whatever, and they would bring it in, and you could watch it. And if you hated sports, they'd start another movie on the other side of the room, like a drive-in theater.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, I don't know, old.
You could sit on this side or you could sit on this side.
Yeah, it was like you face your chair this way or that way. That was great. I mean, not a whole lot of learning went down those 2 days.
Well, no. And isn't this like some of the biggest days for vasectomies? We mentioned this a little bit earlier.
Yes.
That's where guys are getting vasectomies today and tomorrow. Is that right?
Well, yesterday and today.
Yesterday.
If you had your vasectomy yesterday, then you could be on the couch today watching some of the games kick off. I don't know. It's to each his own. Some of these vasectomy clinics have different places. But where I went was part of one of the health hospital systems.
Uh-huh.
It was the urology department, and they only did them on Fridays. Except for the NCAA tournament and the Masters golf tournament. They would make exceptions to do them on the Wednesday leading into the first rounds of those
sporting
events.
Most guys want to sit and watch sports.
I don't know. I never got to sit very long.
Oh, you didn't?
No, as always, you got to go get up and do this. And then your kids were at the height where your tender bits were.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, that's the perfect time to hug daddy. Let's go hug his peas. Right there.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's just going to happen. So that's, yeah.
That sounds like a problem.
Well, and then, never mind. I won't get into it. You know, like a couple weeks later, then you have to go in and make sure that it worked.
Right. I heard that, but I only learned that from you because I didn't know this story. Like,
you have to go in and test that the job they did
worked.
Took.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you have to wait like 6 weeks.
Yeah, because they can grow back,
they
right?
can heal, right?
They
like
can
anything
heal
else
and grow
in
back.
Your life, like if you cut your finger, it will heal back together.
Right, right.
And that the other thing that a lot of people don't know, and I don't know how often people take precautions on this, but every so often you're supposed to go in for a yearly reassurance to check that the efforts done by the medical staff are still good.
Oh, well, yeah. You know what? Actually, my first husband, his mother was 42 years old and had her tubes tied, and they came untied.
I don't even know how that happened.
And he was born.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was pregnant and born.
Yeah, I mean, when you sign the paperwork, they're doing, and I find it fascinating, it's a whole bunch of liability, basically saying, we'll do our best, but we're not offering any guarantees.
Right, well, nothing's 100% except for, you know, abstinence.
Thank you, Kat.
I mean, I learned that in health school. I learned that in sex ed.
Thank you.
Let's see. Only 100%.
The only way to bat 1,000 in life is to never play. Write that down. Things you should know. That's right. It is our four-question game. You get the first question right, you move on. You get the second one right, you keep going. Whoever is on the line, whoever answers the fourth question, will win. Today, up for grabs, as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, we want to get you into the state of Indiana's biggest eclipse party that's happening in Indianapolis, April 8th. That's a Monday. That's obviously the day of the eclipse. wouldn't want to give you tickets to the next day.
Yeah, that would not be fun.
Anywho, long story short is a million people will be descending on Indy, and we're getting you into the invite to the state's biggest party, okay? Bop, bop. Plus, it comes with glasses as part of your entry to the
state. So you're
safe. Safety first. It's always a concern.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you a prize and send you down there to get blinded. you guys get that?
Yeah.
260-467-9500. Now, I will admit this. Not very often, do the questions have a theme. Okay, but it is.
Do they have a theme today?
They have a basketball theme today.
Oh,
because of the NCAA tournament is starting in earnest. People will be pretending to work today, sneaking televisions. I mean, when I was in school, oh my God, teachers would sneak in televisions for people who had good grades and worked ahead, and you could, you know, watch
some
the
of the game.
Yes.
Okay, I know some people that take their kids out of school and.
Well, that's called neglect to the learning process. I don't know. If that's how you bond with your kids, go get them. I was just kidding. All right, so 260-467-9500. Again, keep calling in because if at any point somebody gets something wrong, you'll be able to swoop in and get the right answer. All right, it's Andy here. Go ahead and turn your radio down if you would and introduce yourself. What's your name?
I'm Ariel.
All right, Ariel.
Here we go, Ariel.
Question one of four, okay? How many basketball players are on the court playing at one time? Go ahead.
The eight.
Eight is not going to do it.
No.
Nice to meet you, Ariel.
Yeah, thank you, Ariel.
It does have a basketball theme as March Madness continues to ramp up. Da, 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 da. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. Things you should know. Who's this?
This is Susie.
Susie?
Hi, Susie.
Question one of four. How many basketball players are on the court playing at one time? Go ahead.
Five.
If they are playing against somebody, it's how many?
Oh, there would be 10.
There would be 10. That's exactly right. Yes.
You would have taken 20, right? You would have taken the answer 20 because you've got 10 from this team and then 10 from this team and they're playing together. So that's 20.
No,
technically.
Kat, no.
No?
There's five people on the court on the time from each team.
Oh, okay.
So I would have taken five because you didn't understand the question or 10, which was the actual right answer.
Okay. Susie, congratulations. You're moving on to question two. I'm just going to be over here quiet, okay?
Oh, God. Still have three questions to go. Dear Lord, baby Jesus. All right, here we go. Moving on to the second question. They do have a theme today. They are all basketball-related. Question two. What is the common commercial marketing name for the NCAA college basketball tournament? Blank Madness.
March.
There we go.
All right, yay. Oh, yeah.
I would have not accepted 20 as that one either.
You wouldn't have accepted April?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Good God. All right, moving on to question three. This one is actually NBA basketball related. Who is the only player to win an NBA championship on three different teams? Aside from Michael Jordan, just name the most famous basketball player you can likely think of in the recent era. Go ahead.
Oh.
You should have made this one multiple choice.
Yeah.
What
can
I said.
Can you make it multiple choice?
Yeah. That's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. You ready? I'll make it fill in the blank. You ready? Blank James. Okay.
Oh, shoot.
Blank. James. Name a fast, famous basketball player. 3 seconds.
Two. Wait a second. Multiple choice would have been better, Andy.
Are you kidding?
Hang on. Let me ask this guy.
I'm sorry? Yeah,
oh, hang on.
Ahead.
She's going to roll down her window.
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ask that guy. Pass
okay,
the phone.
Ask,
what
ask
what
that
are we
guy.
Doing?
Go ahead and ask that guy.
Did we lose her?
No, she put us on mute. So she...
You can't put me on mute. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You, yeah, can you just say somebody's name?
Can you ask that person? Ask a friend?
I mean...
Oh, I couldn't. He's Amish, so I didn't think he'd know.
All right. I'm going to give you that. I'm going to move on to the fourth question. By the way, because you had a funny response and the man was Amish, you get to keep playing. Can you believe this, guys?
I know.
What is happening right now?
Wait a minute. I was going to ask this guy, but I can't.
But I can't because he's Amish and doesn't know about modern sports. I bet you there's a pretty good chance he would know. By the way, the answer is LeBron James.
LeBron.
Okay. You know what?
LeBron.
Never mind. Are we ready for our fourth and final question?
I think Andy is. Just say yes. Are you ready?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm ready.
Sadly, I am. All right, fourth and final question, college basketball related. What Indiana college did Larry Bird play for when he reached the NCAA championship game in 1979?
Indiana University.
It's not right.
No.
I got to move on.
Man,
it's not,
I am so sorry to say goodbye to her. let's just wrap this up. Mm-hmm. This next caller's going to get it right.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. Go ahead and turn your radio
turn
down.
Turn your radio down just
it's,
a smidge.
I'm just running out of steam, guys.
Uh-oh.
Is he there? Good
yeah.
morning. Hi, who's this?
What's your name?
Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Fourth and final question. What college did Larry Bird play for when he played in college and got to the NCAA championship game in 1979 and lost to Magic Johnson and Michigan State?
IU.
Is not right.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Okay, guys, I just can't do it anymore. Again.
Let's give a multiple choice.
The name of this game is Things You Should Know. I can't do it anymore.
No, wait. We can go to just one more caller.
I can't.
We'll give him a multiple choice.
No, I can't do it. Go ahead and turn your radio down. It's Andy and Kat. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Kyle,
do you know anything about Larry Bird?
Where did Larry Bird play college basketball? And you can win this.
Indiana State University.
Thank you, God, for making this end. That's exactly right. Yay! Put you on hold. Here, I'm sorry. Kat, do you have questions now?
No, I thought we said Indiana.
Indiana and Indiana State are two different colleges.
Mm-hmm.
One is the Hoosiers. The other... is the Sycamores. One is in Bloomington. One is in Terre Haute. How long have you lived here?
No, I knew that.
No, you didn't! No, you... I'm done.